So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the machlekes between the Chachamim and Abba Shaul regarding the order of the Avodah. According to Abba Shaul, the order is as follows. Hatavas chamesh neiros, dam atomid, hatavas shtei neiros, kutairos. According to the Chacham, the order is dam atomid, hatavas chamesh neiros, kutairos, hatavas shtei neiros. They each explain the source of their respective opinion. Regarding kutairos, the pasuk at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh says, Baboiker, baboiker, betivas, and neiros yakterena. Abba Shaul says, first hatavas shtei neiros, and then the kutairos, because we follow the order of the pasuk. When he prepares the candles, after all the candles, yakterena, he shall then burn the keteris. The Chum say, first the keteris and then hatavish deineris. Because the pasuk here means to say that while the kohen is working on the candles, the keteris should already be giving off smoke. The Chum add, we must interpret the pasuk this way, because regarding the keteris of the afternoon, the pasuk says, uva'alois aron esaneris bein abayim yakterena. Although the pasuk mentions the neiros before the word yakterena, it cannot mean to light the candles before the keteris, because we have a braisa that says as follows. Regarding hadlakas hamenorah, the pasuk at the beginning of Parshat Tetzaveh says, Yarach oisei aron uvanov mi'erev ad boker, which teaches, Ein lecha avoda shekshir mi'erev ad boker el zu buvad. There is no other avoda that is allowed from evening until morning except this one. In other words, the lighting of the candles must be the last avoda of the day. Therefore, we must interpret the pasuk uvehi'olis aron esaneiros bein arbaim yakterena to be saying that while the candles are being lit, the keteris must already be burning. If so, the pasuk baboiker baboiker betivas aneiros yakterena must also be understood this way, that while the candles are being cleaned, the keteris must already be burning. Therefore, according to the Chum, the order is dam atamid, hatavas chamesh neiros, keteris, hatavas shtei neiros. Abba Shaul says that only the pasuk of the hadlakas aneiros in the afternoon must be understood the way the Chum explained it. Because we learn from Oisai that the lighting of the candles must be the last avodah of the day. However, the pasuk of the hatavas aneiros in the morning can be simply understood in the order it is written, first the candles and then the keteris. Therefore, according to Abba Shaul, the order is as follows. Hatavas chamesh neiros, dam atomid, hatavas shtei neiros, keteris. The Gemara now goes back to the contradiction of the Mishnayis regarding the order of the Avodah. Rav Papa says our Mishnah is the opinion of the Chachamim that the Keteris comes before Hatavas Shtei Neiros, and the Mishnah later is the opinion of Abba Shaul that the Keteris is after Hatavas Shtei Neiros. However, later on in that Mishnah, we learn that they bring the tum to the Kohen Gadol, and he cuts the neck as required for Shechita, and leaves the completion of the Shechita to someone else. Afterwards, he burns the Keteris and prepares the candles, which is the order of the Chacham. This means that the Reisha, our Mishnah, and the Sefer, the last part of that Mishnah, are like the Chachamim, and Mitzias, the middle, which is the beginning of that Mishnah, is like Abba Shaul. That is why Abaye did not explain it this way. The reason Rav Papa disagrees with Abaye is because it's not logical that the Tana at the beginning of the Masechta would be talking about the last two candles, and the Tana in the Mishnah later would be talking about the first five candles. Abaye would respond that here the steps of the Avodah are mentioned only to tell us that the Kohen Gadol must be involved with the Avodah all 7 days of his separation, and we are not detailing the order at this time. That will be explained later. On the previous staff, the Gemara quoted the opinion of Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah, who disagrees about the way the blood of the Tumid is placed on the Mizbeach. He holds that the Kohen sprinkles the blood of the Tumid on the Mizrachis Tzefoinis corner of the Mizbeach, in one Zrika, so that the blood spreads to the east and north sides of the corner, and on the Maravis Deraimis corner, he sprinkles separately on the west side and then separately on the south side. Reb Shimon learns this from the pasuk V'seir izim echad lachatas l'Hashem al oilas ha'tomid yasa beniska, and the goda zachatas to Hashem in addition to the oila of the tamid and its nesachim. This teaches us that the tamid which is an oila is in some way brought as if it were a chatas. One zrika is done achashishtayim, as if it were two by spreading it across the Mizrachis Tzefoinis corner like an oila, and one zrika is done, shtayim shin shtayim, two separate placements on the Ma'ariv and Dorim sides like a chatas. We do not place shtayim shin arba, two that are four like an oila, and then arba shin arba, four completely separate ones like a chatas, because there are no karbanas where blood is put on the Mizbeach for kapara twice. Although we also don't find any other karban where the placements are half like a chatas and half like an oila, however, it's more logical to say that the Gzeis HaKasev, the decree of the Torah, is to make only a slight change and split one of the placements of the Oila than to add an entire set of more placements which has nothing to do with the Oila at all. They also do not place the two southwestern applications above the Chutas Sikra, the red dividing line on the Mizbech, like a Chatas, but rather we place them below the Chutas Sikra, because there are no Karbanos that have half of the blood go above and half below. Although we learned that the sprinkling of the Dam HaPar of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was aimed towards the Kapiris, the cover of the Aron, and was done Achas Lamal v'Sheva Lamata, one above and seven below, it does not mean one area above and one below the Kapiris. That blood was actually sprinkled on the floor in front of the Kapiris, Kematzlev, like someone using a whip where the lashes are done one below the next. So too, the first sprinkling was done slightly farther away, and each subsequent drop was placed a little closer towards the Aron. We also learned that the blood of the Chatas of Yom Kippur was sprinkled seven times, Al Tiare Shel Mizbeach, on the Tiare of the Inner Mizbeach. Although this word Tiare could mean halfway, as in Tiar Tira, the halfway point of the day is clean and clear, and we would then be sprinkling the blood on the top and bottom half, Rabbi Bashil explains that it's actually referring to the top of the Mizbeach, and he would first clear it of ashes and then sprinkle the dam where it is open and clean from any ash of the Keteris. This is how that word is used in the Pasuk, Ucha Etzem HaShemayim L'Tahir, like this clear and empty sky.